Citizens Health Center has been a major part of the near north side of the city down at 16th and College for almost forever. But beneath when you go into Citizens Health Center, I mean, you get great medical care, great staff, great service. But beneath all of that, there has been tension, not tension between the medical staff and patients, but institutional tension between Citizens Multi-Service Center and a large hospital empire. And that has now resulted in a federal lawsuit that was filed today by the Citizens Health Center, the Citizens Health Corporation, against, oh, wait till I tell you who they sue it. They are suing not only the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County, the people on that, the Board of Trustees of the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County, but they are also suing the Department of Health and Human Services of the United States of America, including the Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, in the House, Aaron Haith, attorney for Citizens Health Center, and Karen Strohan, Executive Director. Guys, welcome. So, Aaron Haith, why are you suing the federal government and Health and Hospital Corporation? What are they doing?
There's a thing called due process, Amos. Citizens has enjoyed a Section 330 Act coverage or grant for public health services since, the last 11, 12 years. All of a sudden, Health and Hospital decided they could patch their budget by eliminating Citizens and competing for Citizens grant, and it's Health and Human Services believe the Citizens wasn't entitled to a hearing. We believe that the case law says that before they could end that grant, they have to show cause. No one has shown a reason why Citizens shouldn't continue to provide those services. The difference was we were providing the services in partnership with Health and Hospital, and Health and Hospital decided to cut Citizens out without any due process and will not negotiate with Citizens.
So this involves dollars that the federal government provides to community health centers across the country, not just places like Citizens, but places like what, Raphael Health Center, some of the private independent health centers here, and Uncle wants to take it and give it to Health and Hospital, but they gave Citizens, they gave you no reason why Uncle wants to take it away?
No. In fact, we were not given any reason. We wrote HRSA, which is the Health Resources Administration, which administers these funds for Health and Human Services, and we asked for justification for terminating our grant, just as we had asked Health and Hospital to do so, and Health and Human Services refused to respond, simply said, no, we'll take Health and Hospital's word and terminate the grant.
In terms of the grant, obviously this sounds like this is a grant more than a few $100,000. How large is this grant? And if this grant goes away, what does that do to the services that Citizens provides?
The grant is a little over $1 million. And the services that we provide may be changed without the grant.
Is that $1 million a substantial part of Citizens Health Center's budget?
Yes, I would say it's substantial. It's approximately 20%.
So in an agency like Citizens Health Center, $1 million is serious money. It's big money to the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County, given their budget, $1 million tip money.
To them, yes, but if you keep closing down your services that serve the poor and needy in Marion County, then there's no reason not to want to support the primary health centers like Citizens. For example, the maternity ward at Health and at Wishart is almost gone. They gave away Riley Children's Hospital. So the public health service centers like Citizens are going to be the ones that are providing this basic health care to the needy and under-medically served in Marion County. And you don't use federal grant funds to supplement a county budget.
What reason would there be, in other words, is this a ploy for the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County to just take over Citizens Health Center to make you all so financially weak that they would have to come in like a white knight and save y'all?
That's a possibility, a thought possibility. There are many possibilities, though. People can think, different trains of thought.
they would probably argue that they've got economy of scale, they're bigger, they've got health centers, all over the place, that they could do a better job servicing people in the near north side neighborhood than you all could. How would you answer that argument?
We're still open, and we are still seeing patients and serving needs of the poor and underserved in our area.
The immediate area around the Citizens Health Center, Aaron Haight, is a changing neighborhood. You've got wealthy to the south and to the west. You've got working poor, working class people to the north and to the east. You've got all the Madison, the Mass Avenue 20-somethings to the south. Can that area support Citizens' mission, or just in order to for Citizens to do its mission, does it need to go to another location closer to where Citizens' customers really are?
Actually, Citizens has been in the same location since about 1966. It would be detrimental to the clients who are used to coming there for the past, 40-some years, to all of a sudden have to find another location. But there's something that you should be aware of. Citizens is what's called a federally qualified health care center, which allows it to compete for these Section 330 funds. That's one of the things that Health and Hospital wants. If they were able to take over Citizens, they'd also take over its federal qualified health care center status, which would make it eligible to make more applications for different types of grants. Citizens did, in the course of negotiations, offer to broaden its scope to include several health and hospitals' wish it center clinics, but that didn't work. What they wanted was Citizens become one of their clinics, they would control the operation. And Citizens would enjoy two members of the newly created board.
Is this a reaction to the power play? Is Health and Hospital Corporation, is Wishart, is this all a play to put you all out of business, and so they would replace the Citizens Health Center sign with a Wishart Health Services sign?
One could perceive it that way, yes. There are many ways to think about it, but that's probably the bigger one to say, yes, that's the greatest possibility.
Aaron Haight, you've been around a long time. Is that what you perceive this is all about?
I think it's part of a power play, yes. I think it's part of certain people believing that they could do to community organizations, such as Citizens, what they chose to, and no one would object. They failed to understand that Citizens has been on a serious road to recovery, even as they withdrew their support, even as Health and Hospital failed to provide the technical services they promised. Citizens has been on the mend, has been building up its capital reserves, and is going to survive. So I think as a lawyer, that this last step to cancel or to terminate the grant funds was an effort to force Citizens' hand.
Is there an element of antitrust in here, or restraint of trade?
There will be. I'm not ready to raise that issue legally, but there will be a state action that follows this federal action. What we're trying to do now is preserve the status quo. There will probably be, if authorized by the board, other actions against other players in this effort to destroy Citizens, as well as some of the people who were supposed to be citizen supporters.
That's some harsh, when you say destroy, that's some harsh language, Doc.
I do mean destroy. The effort was to take over a Citizens' goodwill, its business, and its name, and its FQHC status.
People that aren't familiar with Citizens Health, Sarah Karen, what kind of services does it provide?
We provide medical services as well as dental. In the medical area, it's family practice, OB, GYN, podiatry, and pediatrics. We also have the Barton Clinic at the Barton public housing tower. Okay. We also are a certified Medicaid enrollment center for those who need to be enrolled in Medicaid, and we offer social services.
All right. We will hear. This is filed today in federal court. You know what judge got it?
Judge Sarah Evans Barker. I was on.
That's a serious judge.
That's a very serious judge. I was on the phone with her clerk an hour ago, talking about what the immediacy of the what the urgency is with the complaint, and I suspect that there will be a briefing schedule issued by Judge Barker shortly.
Because you don't pick federal, it's like whoever name comes up when it hits that office.
That's true.
But God must have been looking. That's a serious judge. God must have been looking out after you.
I know that Judge Barker will give us a good hearing, and all of the T's will be crossed, and the I's better be in place.
Yeah, you got to be ready when you're dealing with the Judge Barker. We'll hear, you know, this is a subject that's not going to go away because there's only, what, three independent health clinics in the city similar? I mean, it's you guys. It is Raphael.
Shalom and HealthNet.
Is this something where if you go down, the others could go down? Could we be seeing that?
Yes, that's a potential, especially with the accountable care organizations where all the clinics are attaching to hospitals or making sure that they are aligned with a hospital. Yes, that's a definite possibility for others.
Karen Scrohan and Aaron Haith with Citizens Health Center, lawsuit, federal lawsuit in front of Judge Sarah Evans. That's a serious judge. So you got to come with, everybody got to come with their A game. We know we'll hear more about this because it's going to deal with the independence of health centers, the deal with the proper role of Health and Hospital Corporation and Wishart and all kinds of things. Guys, thanks very much for stopping by. Appreciate it.